Orhan Kuran, Muzaffer Eren.
For days after the Somma disaster, the names of the dead miners found each day rang out across the mining town. After 4 days, the final death toll was announced at 301 and the mine was sealed.
Toplam 25 kişi gözaltına alınmış. İfadeleri alınan şüpheliler.
Now the names of those arrested and detained are being heard in Somma as prosecutors announce the detentions of dozens in connection with the country's worst mining disaster. Energy Minister Taner Yıldız, speaking at the mine, warned no one will be spared from the investigation.
Değerli arkadaşlar, bunu çok sık tekrar ediyorum ama
if there is fault found, no tolerance or mercy will be shown, regardless of whether they are from the public or private sector. The unusually swift action of prosecutors is seen as an attempt by the government to calm national anger.
Bunu açıkça söylüyorum. Burada
several of Turkey's main cities witnessed mass protests days after the accident. While several leading members of the company running the mine have been charged with criminal negligence, Ekrem Cüneyoğlu of Istanbul's Özgegin University says the government must face up to its responsibilities. Cüneyoğlu wrote a report comparing Turkey's mine safety with its international counterparts, with shocking conclusions.
There was an obvious problem in Turkey compared to US and China, especially at the fatalities per million tons of production. Even though China, in terms of production, 50 times of Turkey, when you look to the fatalities, Turkey is 5 times larger than China. The government promulgated an occupational health and safety law in 2013, but this disaster, the Somma disaster, shows us that there are some problems at the implementation process.
Adding to the government's embarrassment, it rejected calls by the main parliamentary opposition last month for an investigation into the disaster-hit mine. The Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has led an aggressive mine privatization program, is facing the accusation of being too close to the mine owners. But he dismissed the charge as slanderous. Emma Sinclair Webb, Turkey researcher for the New York-based Human Rights Watch, says the fact that the Somma mine had just passed a safety inspection raises questions over how serious is the state's regulation of mines.
We're very concerned that inspection is not a very thorough process. Inspectors seem to be too closely tied to the owners of the mine, that everybody knows the inspectors are coming before they come. There's a quick tidy up in the mine, and then the inspectors don't go deep into the mine, and so that it isn't a thorough inspection at all.
Ankara is facing some hard economic realities. Turkey, with its energy-hungry economy, has little oil and gas resources, but it does have an abundance of coal. Developing coal to reduce the country's dependence on expensive imported energy is a key government priority. In the aftermath of the Somma mining disaster, the government is expected to face growing calls to examine its priorities over mining productivity and safety. Dorian Jones, RFI, Istanbul.